yes, yes. Good night, Jamaica and the Caribbean. This is the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to your girl, the diva host, the top shelf, Sister Cecile. Yes, top of the night to you all, wherever you are. If it's morning where you are, good morning. It has been a rough week for some people. For some, it has been a beautiful week. For me, it has been a lovely week because I got the surprise of my life this morning. My daughter showed up from New York, and they had the surprise going on, but, you know, I kept it low. I felt like something was going on. I could smell it in the air. I could see actions from my younger daughter, and, you know, I knew that something was going on. But this morning, I got the surprise of my life, and I'm happy to see my daughter, Nasine. Yes, and she's right beside me. So in a few minutes, you'll hear my daughter speak to you, too. Yes, she will. Yes, so first, before we get into the show, I am going to clear the air with our Give Back Jamaica project. Now, for those persons who have listened over the past weeks and, you know, are regular listeners to the show, you will know that we have the Give Back Jamaica project, where we give back to a school in Jamaica, a school of our choice, which is the Crescent Primary School, formerly Crescent All Age School. And last September, I posted this because this has been the first. This has never happened in Jamaica, and we've given over 350 pairs of shoes, school shoes, to the students at Crescent Primary School, and it is with this in mind that I am asking for donations, because we have upgraded our number. We want our number to be 1,500 pairs of shoes this September, so we're asking for your donations. So to donate to this project, please go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and you can make your donation. I'd like to give a shout-out to a few persons who have donated so far, and Mr. Dwight Anderson. Thank you, Dwight, for donating, and can you too? Not just do a one-time thing, just do it again, all right? Yes, cool. So I have also Mr. Clyde Davis over there in Louisiana. Yes, Mr. Davis, we're looking again for a contribution from you. Yes, McGreedy, I'm looking again for a contribution from you. And I have quite a few people, you know, down the line, and people like Dwight, Teddy McDonald, Devlin Henry, Claudette Campbell. Yeah, people giving it up. The little, it's coming in drip, 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 drip. But we want it like run like when pipe turn on. That's what we want, the donations to come in. So go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and make your donation. My co-host has abandoned me tonight. my co-host left me high and dry. But anyway, the show must go on. So the number to call into this show is 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, press 1 if you want to interact with the host. Now, tonight, I will go back to Give Back Jamaica, because I'm going to be talking about the Bellyful program that we have, and we have the Kickers Club, which is a shoe donation. And that's the core project of the Give Back Jamaica program. It's a core project. And we also have the One Desk, One Child. That's a very heavy lift, but we're getting there little by little, because the desk and chairs, I wouldn't even say chairs, those desks that we have, you know, the desk where three children sit side by side, those desks that are being used at the Crescent Primary School now, we are told that those are the same desks that we sat on in the 70s and the 60s. So them all know. I mean, Chichi, I eat them out, and Big Neil nail them up and all of that. So we need assistance for these kids. We need a you know, an ambience where kids are able to learn. You know, we need state-of-the-art stuff for kids, make them compete with children all over the world, compete with American kids who have them nice desk and chairs. You know, we want a state-of-the-art classroom for the Crescent Primary School. Now, back to the 1,500 pairs of shoes that we have, we want to donate this September. We are not just going to give those 15 pairs of shoes or donate those 15 pairs of shoes, 1,500 pairs of shoes to Crescent Primary. We are going to be spreading the love. So we are looking at other schools to give. We are looking at schools like Jubilator Primary. We're looking at Friendship Primary. We're looking to help some primary and Crescent, you know, the number one school, that's our alma mater. And I'm also looking at the Mountmoreland Primary School. I taught at that school for a number of years, and I would love to give back something to that school. So join me. Come aboard. There's a lot of room for everybody to come on board this train. Just make your donation. It's not much, you know. So go to the website and press, click on the word donate, and it will drop down and show you the different things that you can donate to. And you go ahead and donate. If you don't have the $50, the $30, the $20, you know, go ahead and press other. And if it's a 5, put it in there. If it's a 10, put it in there. In Jamaica, we say, every mickle, make a muckle. Right? So, yeah. The Bellyful program now is that program where we help to feed a child. Because as it is said, hungry bag can't stand up. And I know what hunger is because I've been to school and I was hungry. And I knew what hunger is. So because I know what hunger is, I am asking you to help a child, help a hungry child. And you know, the pandemic has made it so, so much worse for a lot of these kids. A lot of them have fallen way, way back, way back. So we're going to have a generation where kind of not so brilliant. You know, if we don't step up and help, put some lunch money, even though some of these kids might be still at home, help with a lunch money, you know. So a $50 a month, you know, it's not much. You can give a child, you know, you can give something to a child. And then we have the sponsorship program where you sponsor a child for, let's say, $70 per month, up to $100 per month. And you'll get to be one with this child. You'll become the child's auntie or the child's uncle. You'll get to see the child's progress in school. You'll get to talk to the child. You'll get to know the child's family and so on. So if you want to be a sponsor, just contact us at Give Back Jamaica, and we'll take it from there. I think I have at least two persons who want to be sponsors. So I'll contact these persons down the road, and we take it from there. Yeah, but tonight we're going to be talking about this awesome little piece of rock called Jamaica. Yard, donga yard, and look at the, you know, the niceties that Jamaica has going on. Mind you, a lot of people will say, "La, Jamaica bad, you know, because the gunman, the man, the killing and the murderation were going on Jamaica." Yes, all of that is true, but Jamaica is still a positive place. It is. Just a little few that's messing up the thing. I mean, it no means that Jamaica all that wrong or all that bad. Yeah, Jamaica is still good. It's still a beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful island. The people them nice can done. Some of them bad men do, you know. But the people them beautiful, nice can done. They're not party like, oh, you live in America. People just pass and look in the eyes and lust. You know, no, they don't do that. We don't do that in Jamaica. We say, "Hi, good morning, how are you?" Beautiful, beautiful place. And if you're looking for a place to go vacation, so Jamaica is the third largest island in the Caribbean. It is a multiracial island, home of the Blue Mountain coffee, land of wood and water. Jamaica is first in whole heap of same thing. Jamaica is first, the first Caribbean island to get independence. And guess what? They are also the first to enter the Winter Olympics. Where you hear that from? Jamaica don't know nothing about snow. And them enter Winter Olympics. So, in short, Jamaica is boss. Jamaica is boss. So join me tonight as we look at all the niceties that Jamaica has to offer and has offered so far. So this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And this is your host, Sister Cecile, the Top Shelf Diva. The number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, press 1 if you want to interact with the host. All right? So I see my board lighting up. And so go ahead and press 1 and tell me what you want to tell me about Jamaica, because I know, as I said, Jamaica is boss. It's boss for me because that is where I was born and grown. Jamaica is home. It doesn't matter where I am. Jamaica will always be home. I will not even put on a twang. As Miss Lou say, me not put on a twang. Me proud of Jamaica, so till all of my proudness drop a ground. As the song says, give me back my sweet Jamaica, the island in the sun. Give me back my sweet Jamaica. Yes, give me back my sweet Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. Nah, left ya. So, yeah. Us because of the many first Jamaica holes, right? Jamaica is boss in everything. All the jerk chicken, the food. Yo, tell me about the food. Tell me about the Jamaican food. The food bad. The food bad. The jerk chicken bad. Even, a lot of like a jerk pan. You see each up around the corner, about the place. Seriously, some of them, the man are really hot jerky man. You know? They want to hot jerk man, because in Jamaica, where whatever job you do, you are given the name. So all of them jerky there, jerk man. Them on a jerky, because we had a little jerk man in our area, and oh my goodness, he was nothing at all, because if you ever want to get a good piece of chicken from that man, you couldn't go to that man at let's say 8 o'clock, you know, because in chicken not right the time that yet. When you go at like at 10 o'clock, then the chicken really, 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 really right the time there. Yeah. So that man jerk chicken, we used to time the jerk chicken and say, nah, go there, no, because in chicken already, if you ever bite the chicken there, not really, really, really right. But wait until about 10 o'clock when the chicken really, really good. So let me tell you some interesting facts about Jamaica. I have just given about 3. So let me continue. Jamaica is home to 4 major mountain ranges. And I want somebody to call in and tell me the 4 mountain ranges we have in Jamaica. The island is said to be a part of the Greater Antilles. Jamaica actually sits, and I never know this, that Jamaica actually sits on top of a large underwater mountain. Who did know that? You never know that. It's surrounded by the Caribbean Sea. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Caribbean Sea. Yeah, and again, 1/3 of, me not believe this though, they say 1/3 of all Jamaicans live in the capital, Kingston. What? What type of country people you have, man? Not just Kingstonian alone. No, sir. No. But, by the way, if you meet a Jamaican and you ask them where they come from, or when they come from country, they might tell us they come from Kingston. Mm-hmm. Because they think Kingston is boss. Kingston is not boss to me at all. No, sir. Kingston is not boss to me. Spanish Town is boss to me because of Spanish Town me come from. Mm-hmm. Yes, Spanish Town is boss. And Spanish Town is not just town. You have country part of Spanish. Come from a real, real country. I used to live in a place in Jamaica called Crescent or Damhead. Yeah. And it's a real country. Because we did all the things We did all the things country people tell us to then do. Climb tree, go look akia bush, pick mango, chuck off in a canal, chuck off in a river, roast breadfruit a riverside, wash clothes a riverside, carry back a torch at night time, go a toilet. Yes. Build out a door. Yes, we did all of that. So, Spanish Town is not just a real town, so to speak. So, Jamaica gained its independence from England in 1962. Me never born yet. Me never born yet. But I hear, so when Jamaica gained its independence, you see all the float them and all of them things there. That go on around independence time in Jamaica. The floats, the dances, the dinky mini, the kumina, the gere. Yes, all the kumina, they're bad. I used to watch these teachers teach the dance, because me can't dance and dance there. I used to watch them teach the dance, and the persons who oversee the festival normally tell the teachers not to go too deep in the kumina dancing, because they say kumina will take you away, you know, and make you climb a tree backwards. You climb tree back, coconut tree at that. You climb coconut tree upside down. So yes, Jamaica a boss, man. Jamaica a boss. Mm-hmm. Now, in Jamaica, we drive on the left side of the road. We drive on the left side of the road. And I tell you, the first time I drive in America, I drive on the wrong side. I drive on the right side. When I saw the cars coming towards me, I'm like, why are they coming towards me? And I realized I was on the wrong side of the road. Yes. So, continuing with the facts about Jamaica. Jamaica, the flag, the national flag of Jamaica, three colors. The flag has black, green, and gold. So they said the green is for the greenery, the lush greenery of the island. The black for the strength of the people. The blacker than color, even though Jamaica is a multiracial nationality, multiracial people, because all white people, German. Yeah, man. You see, every nationality did that, because guess what? Our motto is out of many, one people. Out of many, one people. So, Jamaica is boss. Jamaica is boss. People, this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. The number to call into the program, the show actually, is 661-467-2407. Call me and let's talk. And you just sit up on the board, sir. Come on, man. Give me something. Press one on your keypad and talk to me. Tell me about the nice Jamaica where you come from, because I know most of you sitting on this boat tonight are Jamaicans. So no, know me at all about. All right? So I told you about the mountain ranges, the four mountain ranges. I know we have the Cockpit Mountain Range. Cockpit Mountain Range goes across to I think it goes across to the Blue Mountain. Let me see it. The Port Royal Mountains to the west. The Port Royal Mountains to the west. The Blue Mountains and the Drankra Mountains and the. It's divided by what, the Buff Bay and Rio Grande Valley. Well, I'll come around to that. But I know about the Blue Mountains. And the Blue Mountains is home of the Blue Mountain coffee. The best coffee in the worldwide world is the Blue Mountain coffee. And if you never taste Blue Mountain coffee, you don't taste no coffee yet. All the Cuban coffee, where they talk about how it's strong and the espresso and all of that, can't touch. Coffee, because the climatic conditions in the Blue Mountain is prime for coffee growth. Yeah, prime for coffee growth. So, come on, people. Come on, man. We are boss, you know. Look, as I said before, we entered the Winter Olympics twice because they did it again. Jamaica is boss to enter the Winter Olympics, and Jamaica never see snow yet. They don't know what snow is. They don't know what snow is. No one ever believed that a country like Jamaica, situated in the tropics, would have an interest in participating in the Winter Olympics. But they did. Even though they never win no gold medal, but it just goes to show how Jamaicans are little, but then talawa. Them little, but them a boss. When you listen to the achievements of Jamaicans abroad, it brings joy to you. I just got a text from a friend in Washington D.C. telling me that he got a medal. He got his lifetime medallion from the President of the United States. He got his medallion and his pin. His Lifetime Achievement Award. And it makes you feel proud to be Jamaican. Jamaicans, you have Jamaicans, you know, all over. Every sometimes you go out and you know, even though some Jamaicans then try to conceal the accent, you know. Jamaican, you're going to hear the accent beneath the accent. Hear the accent because you know the accent. You know your thing, you know. You know it. So if a person open their mouth and, you know, start twanging, beneath that twang, you will hear something. You will hear your Jamaican accent. Yes. So, I see the board lighting up, you know. Come on, people. Come on. Help me celebrate Jamaica. Jamaica is boss. Last week we talked about the names Jamaicans give to people. The Jamaicans love call people nickname, and if you whatever trade or profession you do, Jamaicans call you by that name. You know, as I say, if you're a Tyler, Jamaicans call you Tyler. You know, if you sell fish, Jamaican call you fishy. Yes, so Jamaicans unique in their own right. Definitely so. So people, come on, man, come on. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. I mean, the knowledge station. Come on, man, share the knowledge that you have about your sweet Jamaica. Come on, share the knowledge. Yes, so back to Jamaica being boss. Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Yes, Wolipa Wuda, Jamaica. And, you know, recently I was reading an article where the hillsides of Jamaica are becoming bare based on the fact that men who burn coal, they are cutting down the hillsides, causing these hillsides to be slipping away. And it's bad, erosion of the topsoil from the mountainside, and it's been washed away, and a lot of these places are hillsides are left bare because these men cut away the wood, cut away the trees, and it's not to make houses, it's just to get the wood to burn coal. And plenty of us in Jamaica, especially when they got a grass yard in their market, you see if they look a can of coal them and so on. Because a lot of people still are not so much, you know, in the limelight yet. So they still burn coal. And people use coal for various reasons. Because some people like when you're baking a pudding, people like to use coal and not like an oven to bake your pudding. You love to bake your pudding out a door, on the wood fire or the coal, and when you see the little mushy, gushy, gushy on top. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, for that reason, these men constantly burn, they cut away the hillsides and burn the the wood to make coal, which is not good because it's creating havoc on the environment. The hillsides are being eroded. And when the rain falls, it washes the topsoil away and leaves the mountainsides bare. So I don't know what our government is doing about that, because a lot of these men, that's all they've been doing for their lives. From them born, comes to them father a burn coal, and them burn coal too, and a lot of them picnic on burn coal too, you know. So I don't know what the Jamaican government is do about that. I don't know what we're going to be doing about that. So 661-467-2407 is the number to call into the show, and to interact with your host, press 1 on your keypad. And let's talk about Jamaica. You know, long time in Jamaica when, you know, you drink your chocolate tea made from the finest chocolate, you know, how you make the chocolate, you go a bush and you pick the chocolate in a little pod and you carry them home, or you same place in a bush there, you know, you break them and, you know, scrape out the seeds and carry the seeds home and spread them out and dry the seeds. And when the seeds dry, you parch them, and then you beat them and beat off the husk over the kernels, and then you beat that, and it's so oily and nice. You beat it in a mortar, you know, beat it in a mortar, and when it's really, really nice and, you know, really mushy and nice, you make it in these little oval balls, and you dry them, and after you dry them, you grate them. And what nice, so if chocolate tea ever burning your fenugreek, because that oil just sitting there on the top, relaxing, resting, waiting for you to take a sip. And once you take a sip of that chocolate tea, and it hot, woe be unto you. So don't be fooled like the chocolate tea. So yeah, some people come like chocolate tea, you know. Them just, you know, just settle and just waiting to pounce. Like the chocolate tea, ready to burn off your tongue. Ready to burn off your tongue. Yeah. So, that's what Jamaica used to nice. And, you know, it's so distracting now to hear the crimes and, you know, that's going on in Jamaica. Man, I cut off my head. Man, I take with picnic. I'm picnic in a bush tree for deers and, you know. What go on? No. No, man. Mm-mm. My favorite song about Jamaica is just, "Give me back my sweet Jamaica." Jamaica is too nice. When I read about Jamaica, sometimes even some interesting facts, like I'm reading now, and when you see these interesting facts, you never know these things, because Jamaica, you know, them say Jamaica is sitting on a mountain. Who knew that? We never know that. But I don't think it's a volcanic mountain. It's not volcanic. So we're safe. You know, we're safe. So we think about the earthquakes that have passed, especially the one that devastated Port Royal and left half of Port Royal sunken. I don't know how many of you have visited the Giddy House in Port Royal. And when you go in the Giddy House, as the name suggests, you feel giddy or dizzy because it's half sunken. And a lot of things have been dug up or been dived up from the ocean, you know, pewter dived up from the ocean, because half of the city is under the sea. Yeah, Jamaica history, the history of Jamaica is so, so nice. So nice and rich. So nice and rich. Because what? Jamaica is boss. Jamaica is boss. And it doesn't give me any joy when I hear, you know, of all the atrocities that, you know, that are going on in Jamaica. It doesn't give me joy. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel real, real sad because that's not the Jamaica that we know. Mind you, I am not saying that Jamaica must stay backward and they must stay and burn tin in lamp and buckle torch and, you know, walk to school and come home for lunch or carry your dumpling and your little piece of salt fish to school for your lunch. No, we're not saying that. Just like other countries have advanced and technology have advanced, you know, we need Jamaica to advance too, which is, yeah, because sometimes when I look down upon the people in my Jamaica, you know, them look better than me. Them dress better than me. Yeah. I'm some of that foreign and them that Jamaica. They dress better than me. So, them have the latest phones. Them have some breed of phone down there. And, you know, my daughter gave me a good laugh a few nights ago. My brother, who is in his high 60s, or high 60s, close to 70, he asked for a phone. My daughter was saying, you know, she could look around and find like an iPhone at her home to give him. And then she said, Mommy, on second thought, I don't want to be responsible for my uncle's death. His phone. And it sounds funny, but it's true, because a lot of persons have told me that gunman hold them up and take with them phone from them. This one person say he was on his phone and the youth just touch him on his shoulder and say, my youth, when him turn around, my youth, hurry up and talk, no man, my phone me a wait pan. Couldn't believe it. And him take the umbrella phone and gone with it. Mm-hmm. So it's bad that way. It's bad, but we cannot allow the few bad apples to corrupt the beautiful Jamaica that we know. Can't allow that to happen. And, you know, we must strive to take it back from the criminals. And you know, I'm mixing up everything tonight, but this is what we are trying to do at Give Back Jamaica. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, build a legacy, make a future for a child, so that he won't look in the direction to go join a gang. He won't join a gang, you know, because he won't want to stay in a school because he might get help. To stay in school and not to be swayed and become a gang member, you know, gang member one and clansman. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. We want back the Jamaica where everybody was peaceful. You could have walked on road and a fierce gunman go shoot you. Night, you could have walked late at night. And some set up you come from in there before the morning. You know, you got set up. And you come back from dead yard. Come on in time. Mm-hmm. And only Dopey, you're afraid of Dopey and dog. Dog go back after you and Dopey. You're afraid of Dopey because I don't know one Jamaican when afraid of Dopey. I'm not talking about Dopey. Yeah? I can't see one Jamaican when afraid of Dopey. Especially when we come from country. Free leg, yay. Especially if somebody, you know, graveyard close by. Graveyard, you know, people bury their dead in the family plots. Yeah? You're free leg, yeah. You're not going to do it when you get that. Worse if all at night time then tell your big sister and your big brother them tell dopey story. If you not wash for your foot already, you not wash the foot again, you know? You're gone straight to your bed. So, you know, that sweet Jamaica where people push one plate over the fence. People push a plate over the fence with like a dinner. And sometimes, God knows, they didn't need a little dinner there, you know. Yeah. You know when everybody put on them pot at evening time because you smell it. You could have walked and go to your neighbor's house. And you know, when you go to your neighbor's house, you know, and you send a child to your neighbor's house, you're not scared because you're afraid your neighbor boyfriend or your neighbor son are going to molest your child. No. You're never afraid of them trading time there. No, sir. You're never afraid of them time there. But the Jamaica we have now, it warrants us to be fearful. And we cannot allow fear to drive the conversation. We can't allow fear to do that. Black Sweet Jamaica, 661-467-2407. The number to call into the show and to interact with your host. Press 1 on your keypad. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Yes. So that's the Jamaica we want back. The Jamaica where when Christmas time, it's so festive, you get new clothes. You get new clothes, you get new shoes. If you never have no shoes for the whole year, you get new shoes. And you know what I liked about Christmas then? I could get one old bottle of aerated water for myself. I did love cream soda, even though they used to say it's dopey drinks. But guess what? I loved cream soda. Love, love, love cream soda. And I could get one bottle of cream soda for myself, my owner self. Because you contributed then to those sodas for Christmas because you'd walk every day you walk and look back. You walk and look back, pick up your buckle them, and you go exchange them when the drinks truck come around. You go exchange them for your crater drinks. And the crater drinks are gone right up on their bed. You know, see that, you know? You touch it. Even though you a bottle there, you can't touch what? Gone right up underneath the bed. And I used to go up underneath that bed, you know, and take out a soda and put it by my face and feel the coolness and just, you know, yearn for Christmas to come to get one for drink one myself, because under normal conditions you would get a soda for three persons. Three I wanna drink one bottle of drinks. Three I wanna drink one. And then my throat liquor in one cup, throat liquor in one cup, and one person getting a bottle. And you feel a drink from the bottle. What we are talking about, man? You feel bossy when you drink from the bottle. Yeah. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. When you hear someone truck turn over with flour and rice and sugar, nutriment, you run gone with your bag. Go and get stuff. I remember one time a nutriment truck turned over. You know. Nutriment was a creme de la creme, you know. As you couldn't buy nutriment, you know. Mm-mm. When I even see a nutriment coming out of my yard with a bag of picnic there, a nutriment coming there, so you can only smell it, can and smell that nice vanilla flavor. You know, but guess what? You know, I get one kind of nutriment. I say when the nutriment truck turned over, I tell you people, every yard full of stack up with nutriment. Nutriment run belly. Nutriment give you colic. Nutriment, oh my goodness, we add nutriment to kill whole heap of nutriment. We had drink every day, we drink nutriment. Because the nutriment were free. And when it done, we couldn't buy no more. We couldn't buy none. We couldn't buy none. We couldn't buy none. So, yeah. Flour truck turn over and you run with a bag and people scrape up flour. Flour. I don't know if my listeners remember when they used to burn sugar cane. Burn the sugar cane. And when they burn the cane and the little cane carts driving by with the cane, and you run by, run alongside and drag a piece of cane and draw out a piece of cane and yeah, eat a piece of cane. And are those days when the rain fall, and water run upon road and you walk in the water all the way up to your knee. And guess what? Anytime you have to take off your shoes, you know, you can't walk in there with your shoes. You can't walk in there with your shoes. You want school shoes? Your mother will kill you. You better take off that and put it, tie lace them together and sling them over your shoulder and walk in that water, go warm. And then you had some drivers who were so rude, they would see the puddle of water and just drive through it and just splash you. And people used to fling big stone off of them. Broke out all windscreen and them something there, yeah. Because them people did really, really out of order. But that's the Jamaica I loved. That's the Jamaica I loved. Love, 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 love. As I say, Jamaica is boss. I wouldn't want to be another nationality. Because sometimes when I listen to Jamaicans speak, you know, man, and then get in it, you know. Them get in it. You say, what a calamity. That is the dialect you speak, you know. But guess what? It sounds so beautiful. It's like it's been sung. And it's like when I have an American friend who asked me one day, why does Jamaican sound like they're always cursing? And I'm saying, you're really serious? You're really serious? No, sir, we not curse at all. It's just that how we speak hard. Hard, and it comes out aggressive and tough and rough. That is what makes us unique. No other Caribbean country sound like us. None of them. Reggae music first. Reggae music coming from the ska. Yeah. And even now, these music, the reggae music has taken a different flavor. It is more hardcore. It is more coarse than the you know, the original, them Bonnie Wheelers and Bob Marley and, you know, Black Uhuru and them. Yes. Them youth nowadays have gone sitting. Them a sing about, brother. Under your dress. Far, far, far up underneath your clothes. Them gone. And the females are no better than that, too. The females have done it, too. Yeah. But Jamaica's still nice. Jamaica's still nice. I used to help my mother selling the market. And those times as a child, I had nothing near shame. Not a thing near shame. All when I started high school, I have my uniform, a Friday evening time, I stand up at the Spanish Town Market, and I say, Scallion, time, seasoning. I remember them gray shopping bag. I used to sell them that, you know, gray shopping bag to do all of that. And sometimes when I tell people that, I used to do all these things. Then when I feel like, no, sir. No, but me no shame of it, you know. Me no shame of that. Me love it. Because guess what? It has molded me and made me into who I am. So guess what? Me can't go into the mall, go buy one dress. And I can't go down in a thrift store in a Goodwill, Salvation Army, and I can't go buy one dress in there and wear it same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have the money, can't go buy one at the mall. One nice one. And I can also walk, go down to the Goodwill store, and I go find one nice one, and it fit my body so nicely. You would think, say, I buy it from Outer Burdines or Macy's or Nordstrom. Yeah, that is who I am. I don't have time for show off and act no itty-tighty. We let my father say, yeah, act itty-tighty. Like you know what can make tasty's patty. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaica. I love to talk about Jamaica. Now, my co-host, you know, she hiding tonight, but I tell her, my co-host and I share so many things in common. She has so many things in common. She was born a few years before me, but our stories are similar. I've never gone to school barefooted. But I've seen it. Me see it. Me see it. My mother could make uniforms, school uniforms, and that is how we had, you know, nice uniforms to wear to school. Yeah. Because she could sew the uniforms, and then she would make the shoemaker shoey, you know, in Jamaica. The shoemaker name was Shoey. The man have a name, you know, but we still call him Shoey. And he would make the shoes, so the shoes would last you for a whole year. A whole year, and he make the shoes out of leather. So the shoes last you for a good time. Yeah. So still see the board lit up, you know, nobody not say nothing, you know. Nobody saying anything. Everybody just want to listen, and nobody not say nothing. Come on, man. Nothing can go, so. Who do you talk to? So, Jamaica is boss. I have not gone to the 14 parishes of Jamaica. I don't know. I don't know if I've gone to the 14 parishes. But the chief ones, you know, the ones that are around St. Catherine, like Clarendon, St. Anne, St. Mary, and those three ones right around there, sir, and Kingston, you know, you circle around those areas. And I must tell you this, the first time I went to Kingston, first time I go to Kingston, you know, I see a hand, 732703. Carla, go ahead and tell me about your boss, Jamaica.
I was there listening and laughing, you know, as this is you. When you said the drinks, the truck turn over, the nutriment truck turn over. I never know that that happened in your part too. It's my girlfriend. Let me tell you, by me, is a drinks truck turnover or a chicken truck, you know, with all them white chicken.
Yes, man. You run, go with your bag and you get chicken.
Listen.
Get chicken. Everybody have chicken. All who never used to eat chicken now because chicken back was the order of the day. So when you get a chicken, a big something that.
He said chicken and drinks. Jesus, people. You don't know where so much people come from, you know, girl. So much people with their bag and this.
news spread fast like a telegram. Yeah, man. So all of that is true. Auntie Martella, all of that is true, man. True. When a truck turnover. When a truck turnover. We used to pray for truck turnover, still, you know. But we never pray for nothing to the driver. We just want the truck then turn over. Because one truck turn over, you know, you hear the news just wave, it's like a wave, just sweep through the community. Yes. And when that news sweep through the community, everybody come out. Yes, Auntie Martella. So yes, tell the people them, Auntie Martella, where in Jamaica you're from?
Oh, I am from Sligoville, St. Catherine, all the way up in the hills, the cool Sligoville, where you have the first free village.
Yes. And Auntie Martella, we're talking about the first free. Jamaica is first in so many things. So that's the first free village in Jamaica, Sligoville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I love Sligoville. You know, it's so cool up there. In the mornings, it's like, it's foggy and cool and nice.
Yes, sister, very nice. You feel like Mandeville.
You have a lot of sugar cane, you know, the crawfish cane, and so you have some nice cane up there in Sligoville Hills. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. So
Auntie
we
Martin,
were just like you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, what you was asking.
Okay. I was saying, we're just talking about Jamaican and Jamaicans coal burning and so on. And I remember Auntie Martella, your mom used to sell coal in the market. So tell them, you're coming from humble beginnings. Talk to the people, them, all of them listening. And them love people yeah, business, so tell them.
And my mother, she used to sell grown provision too, you know, because she always, but she grew stuff like cabbage, turnip, corn, and those things she sell. Mm-hmm. But the coal, she never burn the coal. She has to buy it from somebody else.
Buy the coal, yes.
Right. But when I go with my mom to market on a Saturday, me always carry mint, cho-cho, you know, them things.
I sell to yourself.
Yeah. pick them myself for myself.
Yes. Auntie Martella, I used to do the same thing. I don't know how many persons used to pass on the Bogwalk Road and see those nicely strong ackies on the stick. I used to string up ackies out there to Auntie Martella and sell to get me back to school supplies.
Yeah.
We climb ackie
go
tree.
With your
mother. You climbed off tree, Auntie Martella.
Oh, you know this.
Yeah, we not come from the same little area. The same bush and country place where you come from, you know. We never brought pimento. We never had pimento tree, but, you know, I used to follow some of my cousins who used to live up in Reeds Mountain.
Yeah, it's true. We have a lot of pimento. Yeah, we got a lot of pimento on our property.
Okay.
So I used to go and help them climb the tree and break the pimento. Girl,
and then
one day
spread them out to dry.
Right. One day I climb a sour orange tree. That's all. Look this one up. And when I reach up in the top, is a, you know those white croaking lizards?
Oh.
I almost hold on to one, and I tell you, I jumped from the tree. I said, Jesus, my mother thinks all of my body broke.
So you actually held on to the lizard?
Yeah, and then when you got scared of the lizard, and they say, oh, the croaking lizard have wings, and going to fly. I jump off the tree, girl. Let me tell you, I don't know how I make it.
Wow.
It was one crazy time.
Well, Auntie Martella, I mean, you know, we were poor growing up, but we liked it. We knew nothing else. We knew nothing else. So we just stuck to that because we don't know nothing else. We're born, come see us, you know. We don't know nothing else. And the only way out for us was to go to school, to stay in school. So, and get an education so you could lift yourself out of the poverty that you were born in. Yeah.
And then, see, my mother, when I count, it was 13 of us. And two of them died when they were siblings, like baby. They died. They lived 2 years and they died, right?
Uh-huh,
but 11 of us still alive.
Boy, we beat you by one.
You beat me by one. Yes,
and it wasn't easy to feed children them times. No, especially when one person work. It was just daddy working then. You know, mama started selling in the market like when we started going to up into like grade 7, 8 and so on at Crescent. She started selling at the market. My mama was always home, you know, planted like a garden down at the gully, and daddy used to work with the irrigation company. So daddy's salary was the only one coming in really, 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 and daddy get paid every fortnight. So, and when him get the money, get paid a fortnight, you know, him used to buy like 25 pound of rice, 25 pound of flour, and a big bottle of oil, and, you know, little things and so on, salt, fish, and then...
Yes.
Chicken back used to be. And we never have no fridge then. We never have no fridge then. Kinda. So we used to beg people put up with little piece of meat then. And we know sometimes I say, buy them carrot and sit and come put in their fridge and full up with fridge. And I tell you this. I remember one time, you know, we had a big chicken. Mister the chicken, big and bossy. And when we put up the chicken in other people them fridge, Sunday morning, we go for the chicken. If you see the little chicken, we then give it. Mama say, bring it back another chicken and me give them. You see, when we got there, they said they use the chicken. They use the chicken, the big old chicken. And if you see the piece of fluxy chicken where we get.
Goodness. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And them things that we went through, man. Goodness.
Yeah. But, you know, we can look back at these things and you know, and talk about them with glee. Talk about
and smile, yeah.
Yeah, we have come through this and we are, you know, in a better position now than I wouldn't know about washing machine when we are going river go wash. Eh? When you are going river, who know about washing machine? We used to go watch TV at people's place and we stand up at the doorway and when they're ready for like
that
door,
window.
And the window, you better take off, you better go your yard. When they're ready for lock the door. Or some night when it's cold, never tell if you lock the door, lock the door and you forgot your yard. Or if they don't let you in there, you can't sit down on them chair, you know. You have to sit down on them floor.
You have to
sit down
on ground.
But thanks be to God, man. Thanks be to God. We come this far and we have a far way to go still, you know. And Auntie Martella, that is why, I mean, I am so happy for you because of what you are doing in the Give Back Jamaica project, you know, by helping a child. Auntie Martella, you are the sponsor of a child. You sponsor a child in Jamaica. So, you know, say, the child will have lunch money, right? The child will learn at school because if the child is hungry, the child cannot learn. The child not gonna learn nothing.
Right. Yeah,
so Auntie Martella,
and we know that.
Yeah. So I thank you so much for you know for your contribution to Give Back Jamaica. And Auntie Martella, you know that we're going to be going further than just Crescent School. We're going to be going to at least four other schools that we have singled out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
You know that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be looking. We're looking for 1,500 pairs of shoes, Auntie Martella. So you know, so the battle is on. The begging with the
yes.
Begging spree is on. We need to up the donation drive.
Mm-hmm.
We need to up the donation drive so that we can reach this goal and make these children happy. Because sometimes, you know, Auntie Martella, you might see somebody, you know, and they're going through stuff. And you will not know that they're going through stuff because Jamaicans all over, you put on a brave face and tough it out.
Yes.
Yeah. You put on... So
how we used to do that so we know.
Right. We used to do it too. So I know a lot of these people are really feeling it, and especially with COVID, the impact of COVID on people, on poor people, they're already poor. So COVID, come on, like, step on them, sink them further. So these are the people, these are the children we're trying to help, Auntie Martella. And, you know, you can testify to that because you have a hand in this. You have a hand in this.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your support. I called out a few people a while ago who have contributed to the program, to you know, gave us a little donation, you know. And I'm still asking these people, come back again and give, man. You know, and just one time give and a give. Keep giving, you know, no matter how small it is. No matter how small it is. Auntie Martella, you have your grandkids back home in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And you are
three
also
of them. Three.
Right. And you are also helping another child in Jamaica. You have taken on something else. So you see, it's not hard, people. It just takes a willing heart for you to do this. You know, look into yourself and think about, I mean, well, I come from Jamaica, and I know when I come rich. As some people say, them did have help and so on at Jamaica and so on. They're still never rich. They could have just afford to pay somebody for wash their clothes. They're never rich.
That's all.
They're never rich. So especially the persons who attended Crescent on the board, persons who have attended Crescent, just hear me out, please. Remember your time at Crescent. And if you had, because I always say to myself, if I had somebody who would help, give a helping hand to me. Probably I wouldn't just sit on here, so probably some people couldn't even chat to me. No, that's not true.
We are still. I do a comment, man.
Yeah, but if I had somebody who, you know, who would help me, would I reach further?
Yeah, it's true.
Because instead of the little mash where we buy a school, get a little crush up biscuit, where God he knows where these people get this biscuit from. Because we used to hear them pick them up out of, rubbish heap.
God.
We used to hear that. And it would stop us from eating the mash and the sugary sky juice and sock and bag juice and sitting. Yeah, it would have stopped us from that. You know, even though the ministry at that time had tried to help, you know, by bringing in the milk powder. I don't know if you used to drink that milk powder and syrup. God, that milk powder and syrup used to make them picnic there, go up the road. Used to make them go on a toilet. Them a poop up the place. Yes. Sometimes, you know, beside them, you just smell the class real funky, you know, they smell the let off. And it was the milk powder. Because a lot of those kids were lactose intolerant and didn't even know that.
Right, that's
the milk
powder,
that's why. Planting is free, you know, so them just get the milk powder and just eat. So, yeah, we are trying to give back Jamaica to make a dent. Make a dent because we're not going to be able to put in a big, serious, you know, big, serious punch in the situation.
Yeah.
But we can make a little dent. And the dent that we make, the persons who are on the area that gets that little dent, I know their lives will be changed forever because what we have done last year must have left an indelible mark on these children and their parents, the children who have received the scholarships, the children who have received these shoes, and the children who were feted, wined and dined at the dinner party, the Christmas party. I know this must have left an indelible mark on them. And these children will never forget this. And we want to repeat the same thing again. We want to repeat it. We are all Jamaicans, and we know how yard stay. We know how yard stay. And what sometimes what really tugs at my heartstring is the fact that a lot of persons who, you know, are privy to the Give Back Jamaica program do not even, and our members have been students at the Crescent All Age, no, Crescent Primary, they would not even stretch a hand. Would not even stretch a hand. Yeah. It's easier to walk up or to text a person who, let's say, is on your Facebook page who you don't even know and ask them, could you please make a donation to the Give Back Jamaica project? Instead of you going to a student, a past student of the Crescent Primary School, Crescent All Age School, anywhere with them. Yeah. And I'm really, really, really hoping that, you know, we have a change of heart with these people. We have a turnaround because some people have texted me and say, is this for real? Is the site, when I go on the site, is the site a legit site? I'm like, yeah, it's a legitimate site. It's a legitimate site. So go on and make a donation. Go on. Ain't nobody going to steal your credit card number. No, it's a safe site. So go on and help us to help a child. The child you help today may be your medical doctor tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
The child you help today may be the president or the prime minister of Jamaica or one of the member of parliament. Maybe a counselor. Right?
Yep.
It may be a lawyer. Yes. I still have a lot of family members at Crescent because Crescent is our school, And, you know, last night I was speaking to somebody and I don't know this person and I was talking to him and he came from the same area that I'm from. And when I started to talk to him, he was like, yeah, and I know this person. And then he said, and I used to go to Madariti School. I said, what? Moderity school is the school I go to for basic school. And Ian and I are the same age. So we were at moderity school together. And he is one of the persons who are trying to help students in Jamaica by donating little tablets, little school bags and, you know, books and so on. And we are asking others to join this, to join this and help us.
Yes.
Help us bring
niceness
to Jamaica. Books are expensive. School books expensive. Bad. Because when you see a book list nowadays, the book list long. You think a college student. The kind of a college book list that. Book lists are long. And many parents can't. They might buy one. Some of them might just buy one book. And sometimes they don't even know which one is the best book to buy. You just, sure, let me buy that one. Let me buy first year in English. You know, I remember my junior English revised, you know. Yes, it's hard. It is hard. It is hard on everybody. It is hard on everybody. But, you know, we can still help. We can still open our hands, our wallets, our hearts, and give back. Because Jamaica is boss. Jamaica is boss. When we look at our athletes, Jamaica has the fastest, Jamaica has the fastest men and women in the world. Nobody no fastest Jamaicans. They can't run, yo. Look like they train with donkey. Because they can't run fast.
They train with the wind.
From Dan Quarry come all the way down to the Merlin Otte to the dream team. The other day that make the Olympics. Oh, I mean, people who never even watched the Olympics wanted to watch the races where any race Jamaicans feature in. The ratings shot high because Jamaicans are going to take off like a bomb. Jamaicans are going to take off like a bomb because Jamaica are a boss. The yam and banana. You ever hear a Jamaican test the band subjects? What any steroids are, banned steroids are, any illegal drugs. No. Them name too much yam and banana, ackee and saltfish, dumpling and curry chicken back, and dashing. We don't want no banned substance. We don't want no illegal drugs. Yeah. Jamaica is boss. 661-467-2407. Is the number to call into the program, and on your keypads press 1 to interact with the host. And this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and I'm talking to Auntie Martella, and we're having a nice time guess what? Auntie Martella know what it is to give back. She knows what it is, even though she have her little issues going on. She not work much, you know. She not work
you
much.
Know that.
She not work much, but in her heart, she knows how to give back. So people, call in a man and talk to me. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Yes, Auntie Martella, those were the days in Jamaica, you know, and according to the poem Nature by H.D. Carberry, one of my most loved poem, the summer days.
We
when
have neither
rained.
Summer nor...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't have no season. Jamaica is just tropical. Tropical.
Yep.
Just tropical. It's summer all year round. But the other day, you know, when the cold front licked down at Jamaica, you know, man, I hear say, people run for them jacket and thing because they say, where this go? How where this come from? This don't feel like Jamaica. This feel like foreign.
Foreign.
Yeah. But Jamaica is boss, girlfriend. Jamaica is boss. Jamaica is boss. Boss, boss, boss. And Jamaica has so many firsts. Jamaica has so many firsts.
And first. They say Jamaica is one of the first country where have the railroad, remember?
I think so. I am not
railroad,
sure, but
yeah.
I'll check that out, yes. But
yes,
even,
yes,
you know,
the
the railroad, the rail system is back in operation. I watched a documentary on the train the other day, and see the train painted in the flags, the Jamaican flag colors. Oh, it looks so beautiful. It looks so beautiful. It looks so beautiful. Takes a lot of the vehicles on the road, the cars and the buses off the road, because people take the train and go park their vehicles, take the train, go to work, get back on the train, and when they get to the stop where the vehicles are parked, they take their vehicles again, they park and ride. They park your vehicle ride the train.
I used to take it from downtown to Spanish Town.
Okay, I used to take the train from Spanish Town to Troja. My sister was a nurse in Troja, and I lived with my sister in Troja when I was in high school. And I would take the train from Spanish Town, the train going to Anatobia, St. Mary, and I would get off at Troja. And the train did nice.
Yeah.
The train did nice. And I'm happy that the train is back in operation. Yeah, man. So, Sweet Jamaica.
That's a good one.
Sweet Jamaica is now on the move, as Eric Donaldson sing. Help me with my song, and let the people them come sing along. People, we need you to come along with us. We need you to come along. Go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and please make your donation. Make a donation. And once you make a donation, we have set up a where we will send you your thank you note. And in case you sponsor a child, you know, definitely you will get the child's information, become an aunt to the child or an uncle to the child. The child would automatically be yours, because Auntie Martella, tell us, Auntie Martella, about your child.
Oh, yeah. And he sent me his report the other day, you know. His class report. Let me just check it and give you the good information. Hold on.
Don't say his name though.
No, not his name. No, just see the report card I'm gonna read for you.
Okay.
So he's a good child, and he's trying to.
How old is the child?
He's like 8 years old. Eight.
Okay.
He's like my grandson.
Okay.
They are both the same age. So you see, language heart. He get A for language heart, 94.
Wow.
And mathematics, 96 for mathematics. Another A.
Wow.
In integrated science, he get 84.31.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing good. He's doing good.
Those are good.
Very
grades.
Good.
And Auntie Martella, I know your assistance to him has helped beef up his grades, because I know he's happy. I know he's happy. I watched him at the dinner, and you could see that he's happy. He's a happy child. You could see that he's a happy child.
Yes,
Auntie Martella,
I'm so happy for him too.
That is so true. We all are happy for these children who have already gotten sponsored. And as I said, I have two persons who, you know, want to give a small sponsorship. And I am going to get in touch with my co-host, Dr. Ev, hiding out somewhere, you know, and listening to the show. Dr. Ev, I love you very much. And I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying yourself. I'm calling you out. Yeah, man. She just celebrated her 16th birthday. So as a result of that, she is on a high. And So she constantly, yeah, she's on a high. So she constantly, you know, goes to her little spot and she sits and listens to her band and enjoy herself all in her own company.
Yeah.
In her own company. People, she's single. She's going to kill me, but I don't care. I don't care.
So yeah, she's so free, single, and disengaged. Leave her alone.
That is exactly what she is. So she's at her little corner enjoying. I'll plug her tonight for that because she's just coming off the high of her birthday. Her birthday was February 14, Valentine's Day. So I am not going to flog her for not being on the show tonight. I was expecting Gary. I'm not sure if he's going to come on anytime soon, but we you know, we're still going to trot along. Auntie Martha, thank you for keeping me company, man. I mean, your company is always welcome on the show because we know what we're doing. We know what we are doing. So in essence, Auntie Martha, you're going to be co-hosting. You're going to be co-hosting. So next week, I'm going to set up for you, Auntie Martha, for you to co-host with me next week.
Okay, I remember.
Because you are doing an excellent job. Definitely so.
Yes.
People, this
is
the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to the Diva, the Top Shelf Diva, Sister Cecile, and with me is Auntie Martella. Auntie Martella. You know, I know Auntie Martella way back. You know, Auntie Martella was my sister's friend. Yeah, she was my friend. Yeah, and so Auntie Martella, I never really was close to Auntie Martella, but I knew her mom. I knew her because my mother and her mother used to sell in the market. So they used to talk and all of that. So we know Auntie Martella's mom through you know, the market setting and because of Auntie Martella. So we're coming from a long way. And as we said, people, we never rich growing up. We never rich. We were never rich. And so we're not bossing even where we don't reach nowhere. We just reach afar in. You know, we just reach afar.
Yeah.
Subscribe, somebody send for you. So back home, and you're just tan, right?
Yeah.
But we have not made it. I mean, you know, we have made it in some way because we're not hungry, you know, but.
Right.
Yes, we still have a long way to go, and
a very long way.
Yeah, we feel for the students that we partnering with, and our group, the Give Back Jamaica, is going places. We're going. It's a small group, you know, small group, sitting, but we are making a dent. And as I said before, we are aspiring to donate 1,500 pairs of shoes. Come September, and the schools we're looking at are, you know, as I mentioned before, the country school, the little urban school, and we have about like 150 students, where it's just one grade of each class. One grade one, one grade two, one grade three, one grade four. Right. So you have like 100 or 150 students in other classes.
And then it's like 36 children
but
in one
class.
But it's
not a big class. So like that. But come to think of it, when I taught school back there in Jamaica, I had up to 50 students in my class, 51, 52 students in my class, my fourth grade. My class was dark. Your daughter, Jody Ann Blissett, was in my class.
And you didn't even know she was my daughter.
I did not know she was your child, but Jody was my little baby. Jody was
my little baby.
Very smart girl, yes. Very smart child. She was my little baby, you know.
Well,
these classes are like 36. So when you have like six classes, you know, you get some of them 20, some of them 15, they amount to 100, anywhere from 100 to 150 students. And I was talking to the principal of one of these schools, and when I spoke about poverty, she said that's an understatement because her school, You know, she can close her eyes and just scoop up the children who are coming to school without shoes, coming to school hungry, not coming to school at all, not coming to school at all because they don't have anything. A lot of these students have not gotten a tablet from the Ministry of Education. A lot of them are using their little parents' little phone.
Phone.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them have to go to some little place, go each up at some little shop corner or so on to get little internet, little Wi-Fi, as some people say, Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's really bad. Somebody was telling me the other day of a student. She said she saw him and like, school open, so I'm not going to school. And she said when she called him, she said, come here. And he came up to her car. And she said, why not in school? Him say, him not have no tablet or him not have no shoes. And I'm saying that's the very thing we're trying to assist with, giving back a pair of school shoes to a needy student. Yeah, man.
Right.
So exactly that we're doing, Auntie Martel. That is it. And I'm so happy for you because you don't have it. And yet you gave out of your nothing. Oh, tell me,
because
how does it make you feel? Go ahead.
Listen, because we know how it feels when you don't have. You understand? And see the other children going, and you hope that somebody would buy a shoe for you that you could go, you know? And now it's modern days. Come on, it's not like when we were going there.
Uh-huh. Oh. And you know, people, students get bullied, kids get bullied because of, you know, poverty. You get bullied because of poverty. And, you know, have a pair of shoes, your uniform don't look good, you know, Pitney would tease you. Because we've been privy to that. Pitney tease your school and so on. You know, have this, you're ugly, you're fat, you know, whatever. Because kids will find everything to tease you about. So we want to stop this from happening. And Jamaica has never seen the likes of what we did last September. They've never seen that. Never seen that. So, again, we're asking for your donation. And I can't say it hard enough. People who go Crescent, people who go past students at Crescent, them not give nothing. They give nothing. The few I can count on one hand who have contributed or who have any affiliation with Crescent. Any affiliation with Crescent. So go to the website, Give Back Jamaica, and do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
$5, $2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go to the website and make your donation. Make a donation to the Give Back Jamaica. Because
We really would appreciate
it. We in Jamaica. We not have bad art for one another. Some people are bad art, but we at Give Back Jamaica, we not have no bad art for nobody. We just want our kids to be competitive world's children. We want them to compete with Chinese kids. We want them to compete with American kids, Canadian kids. We want them to be on top. You remember that spelling bee champion, the spelling bee champion, what's her name?
Jody.
I think her name was Jody. Yes, Jody.
Yeah, Jodian Maxwell.
Jodian Maxwell. Yes. Yes. We want more Jodian Maxwell. And it just pleases me so much when I look, you know, in the news in America and see how many Jamaicans have made it. Jamaican students made it. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. We want our students in Jamaica to be competitive. So we want to supply the needs. We want to give them, you know, the resources to be competitive. Peace of mind. That is chief. Peace of mind. You know that when you come to school, you get some lunch. And a lot of even though the government in Jamaica, the Ministry of Education, has the PASS program, but the program is so strict and rigid that if the child is absent probably 2 weeks from school, you know, without a note, then the child is automatically taken off the PASS program, because the PASS program is there to ensure that the child comes to school or the child goes to school. So the PASS program is there to give them lunch at school. So a lot of times these children fall off the PASS program, and the ones who are falling off the PASS program, they did not get a tablet. They got nothing. They got nothing to work with. So all this time during lockdown, they had nothing to work with. Nothing at all to work with, apart from, you know, some little old phone. That's just some little old phone to work with, you know. So we may not be able to donate tablets, because if we get the donations, then we could do that. But we are not getting the donations as we would definitely want. We'd want the donation to be running like when they turn on the pipe. And we're not having trippings, you know, when the water run real fast.
Flow.
Yeah, water flow. When you buck the pipe and the water flow. That's how we want the donations to be coming in. But the donations are just coming in drip, 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 drip. But we're looking forward to meeting that quota. It's a heavy lift, you know? 1,500 pairs of shoes. Yeah.
But we can pull it off, man.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull it off. We have to keep asking.
Yes. We keep asking. I keep sending the same text to the same persons over and over and over and over and over. And, you know, some persons look at it and some persons don't.
They're going to be Bob Marley. They're going to tired this week.
Yeah, we're going to be still, we're still asking. Because we want our children, you know, to have the ambience, you know, where they can learn in a favorable setting. Yeah, we want them to have a favorable setting where they can learn in. So we want to give them some nice desk. As I said before, that's a heavy lift. But if we get the help we need, if we get the donations we need, we can go far. We can go very, 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 very far. Very far. So apart from going to the website and donating, you can go to the website, check out our website and see what we have going on. See the other programs that we have going on there. It's not just the Kickers Club, as we call it. In Jamaica, you call a pair of shoes Kickers. You get your Kickers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get your Kickers. So, yeah. You get your Kickers. And so we call it the Kickers Club. So anytime you hear we're talking about the Kickers Club, we're talking about the shoe donation or the shoe drive, the drive to get 1,500 pairs of shoes to donate to children of, we're looking at, five schools we're looking at. We're looking at Friendship Primary, we're looking at St. John's Primary, we're looking at Mount Moreland Primary, we're looking at Gibla Tour, we're looking at Orange Field, and of course, Crescent is our mainstay. Crescent is the one that is near and dear to us, because that is our school. That is our foundation, where the motto says, out of many, one. Oh, no, only the best is good enough. I'm sorry. Only the best is good enough. I'm talking about what is on the money.
Out of many, one people.
Primary. Mm-hmm. The motto at Crescent Primary is only the best is good enough.
We want to
continue living by that motto, giving our best, because it's only the best that's good enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Auntie Marcella,
so we are trying our best to see what and who we can ask to give us, you know, a donation.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the best we can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we boast mm-hmm. about Jamaica, you know.
Yeah,
boast about Jamaica.
And you know, Auntie Cecile, it's just a little bit of people down there mashing it up, you know. A small amount.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Small amount mm-hmm. of people. Small amount of people.
Yeah.
Mashing it up. And we can't give them the handle. We can't give them the handle. We cannot give them the handle. We have to take the handle, take back charge.
Take it back. We
have to start, mm-hmm. we have to start with the ones. And then we have to start with.
Yeah.
Mold them little mind and steer them away from the gang and the gang warfare. Because a lot of them live in these communities where the socioeconomic condition is so bad. Because we know the areas around the surrounding the Crescent Primary School. And we know that those areas are poor and run down. Poor and run down,
mm-hmm.
especially coming from Winterspen. Them never come from...
Yeah.
Garden Pen, those who come from Walks Road, from Crescent, from Damhead, from Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That exists in these places. So
even by Irish Pen where we used to live. There.
Irish Pen, right. By Irish Pen. Yes, that too. That too. Yeah.
So Auntie Cecile, there was a girl named Jacqueline Lewis. She used to live right at the road, like you're going, remember, textile, that was textile? Like you're going down to Winterspen.
Yeah, the Argonaba plant, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know her.
Jacqueline Lewis.
I don't know her.
She was in the same class with us, but I thought you all was relatives.
Mm-mm, I don't know her. Don't know her at all. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, we are a few minutes from closing this show, and I just want to say thank you, Auntie Martella, for coming on and repping with me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I'm looking forward for you to be co-hosting with me. So as I say before, Jamaica is boss. And I love talking about Jamaica because my heart swells with pride every time I talk about Jamaica because Jamaica boasts so many firsts, so many firsts.
Yes.
And to add to that first, we have given approximately 350 peers, the first time that's happening in Jamaica, first time. So that's also a first in Jamaica. So I'm going to wish you all a beautiful rest of the night. And again, thank you, Auntie Martella. And thank you all those mm-hmm. persons who are on my board and didn't say anything. I thank you all. And for those persons who will be listening to the show in the archive, I thank you too. Next week, when we'll have a more engaging topic. And I wish you all a very good week. Thank you for listening to the CRS Radio. Bye.
Good night. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Welcome.